Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born August 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada, he began driving go-karts at age 6. By his early teens, he was racing dwarfs, winning his second race ever at Las Vegas Speedway Park. He made his NASCAR debut in 2000, and since then has racked up 34 wins and 339 top 10 finishes, including a win last year at the Kansas Speedway. And today, he's here to talk about this Sunday's NASCAR clash at the Coliseum, as well as the upcoming Daytona 500. Please welcome NASCAR legend, Kurt Busch.
Last time I saw you, you were standing there in all the glory in the winner's circle at Kansas Speedway, man.
I love it. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that intro. That announcer voice is smooth.
Listen, you, man, we were just talking about the Kelce brothers. You're the only other person I know that would understand that rivalry, that competition between brothers.
No, I appreciate that. With me and Kyle, for sure.
Yeah.
It's always been that way. And he's my little brother, so I've always handled him no problem. Like, I taught him everything he knows, and he still can't beat me.
Yeah.
Even though he's got more wins and more championships.
What's that old saying? I taught him everything he knows. I just didn't teach him everything I know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. No,
yeah.
It's like, what's up, bro? You guys seen that with the Manning brothers?
Yeah.
Bump the elbows.
Yeah.
What's up, bro? You're not my bro.
Yeah, yeah. But the Kelces, I mean, you think about that. These two going against each other in the Super Bowl and their mom coming out and flipping the coin. Tell me that's not perfect.
Oh. No, that's beautiful. I love that story and the camaraderie, the competition, and the family love. And then it's just like that. Once you put the helmet on and you like gear up for competition, the game changes. You go back to what gave you that personal desire
right.
to go and compete. And you go after it for your own self.
Well, you know, Kurt, you know, when you're in the spotlight, and you know this as much as any driver that ever took onto the track, you know, you're under that spotlight and you get these reputations. I never understood you. I didn't have a grip on it until you came in the studio and just looking at you and listening to you and looking you in the eye, your level of competition and it's not the money, it's not the glory. Those are both real good things. But it's crossing that finish line first. Is everything. And that's when I came to really understand that with you. It's you, it's the winning that means more than anything.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, winning is the most important thing, but over time, you know, you learn to win with different trophies or different ways of winning.
Sure.
And that's teaching people, or that's appreciating the moment that happened, or reflecting back on, holy smokes, I'm very privileged and lucky to have had this opportunity. And through that intro that you guys just played, my first ever race was 1996 and my first cup race was 2000. It moved so fast.
Yeah.
It happened so fast that I that's why I like in my early years, it was an interesting blend of this guy just keeps winning, just keeps moving, just keeps going on. And yet I never knew that that was the final destination. And that was the NASCAR Cup Series.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was roughing it up with the veterans. Because I just kept moving. I just kept shaking. And I kept winning. And I didn't know how to stop. I just kept pushing. So That's what made me sure. Where I am.
No doubt.
And then things change over time.
And isn't it weird at the time when you're winning, it's like you don't want to stop and take a real look at it. Almost like it'll stop happening if you take it too seriously. All you can do is just think about the next time.
Well, yeah, you're right. And then that's part of what makes greats, you know, who they are. And then as time progresses, yeah, the mind absorbs things differently, and then the body tells you, hey, you gotta race a little bit smarter because you can't keep doing this way.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, we're talking about, you know, the clash at the Coliseum with Boyer the other day. And I love that race. I love that. It's not fast. It's not super dangerous. It's just real hard, real strange. And I think it's a great piece of racing.
It was fun. You know, last year I did it. I wish I could be in it this year. And that's where I'm coaching Bubba Wallace and Tyler Reddick with Ty Gibbs. You know, I just said, hey, guys, once you hit the track, don't hesitate anymore. Like, don't tiptoe. Go hard, because the track's so small, you don't have enough time to get tire heat, and you can't get that grip. You just got to go after it right away. Don't even, like, tiptoe in. Just go after it. So there's fun things that I can do this year to help coach our young guys. And I'm trying to make 2311 and Toyota the best that I can.
Good. Well, and I think that race is all about opportunity. Someone will make a mistake, they'll leave a little bit too much gap, and you just got to take it. It's just about what happens in front of you, and if you can find your opening, just pushing away at it.
Oh, for sure. No, it's almost like Olympic speed skating, you know?
Yeah.
You see that group out there, and they're all just, like, doing their thing, and there's, like, that one moment where somebody slips up or somebody goes and pushes to the inside, and then next thing you know, that leader is now sixth.
Yes. Do you find yourself on service roads and in real life, like when you're driving, you see a hole and you're like, I can't stop myself from taking it. I have to take it. It's
I just kind of go with the vibe or go with the flow, but my flow might be, like, you know, 5 miles per hour quicker than the rest of everybody else.
One of the scariest things that ever happened to me, remember when it was Edwards, he got the Ford Mustang deal, and this is years ago back, and before he retired, he came by the radio station, and he goes, you want a ride? And I went, sure. And dude, when I got out of that car, I was like, oh my God, like that's for real. Like, and I've been to race school. I did the Kelly Bussey School of Racing out at the Speedway, and I've been in stock cars. I raced, you know, quarter mile stuff, and I've been fast, but it was the way he drove on regular roads and the sliding and slipping through stuff I was like, that's probably the greatest thing I ever did. It was an amazing, it was incredible to sit next to him and just see how incredible it was.
Well, you got to gas it up when you can. So most of mine is on, you know, the practice tracks or places that are set up for our test days. So that's where I have the most fun, and doing pace car rides too. So I hope to get you out to Kansas Speedway with Toyota, well, a pace car ride or something, and get you around there on the racetrack.
Dude, you know, there's literally nothing that would keep me away from that. That is 100% for sure. If there is ever an opening for me, I'll reach out to Pat, and there's nothing that would keep me away from taking that ride with you.
I love Pat Warren. And that whole group, and then last year's win at Kansas was so much fun with Jumpman and Jordan Brand on the car.
Yeah.
We're going to keep digging. I'll keep pushing, and we'll try to get back to the track so that we're live and doing it every weekend.
How you feeling, man? You feeling good about everything? I know that you're working your ass off for 2311, but everything's good in your world?
Yeah, things are good. Just still a little busy with my heart rate up, trying to push like I would in the race car.
Right.
And, you know, I just isn't quite connecting as quick as I want with my vision. So I'll just keep digging on that.
Brother, you're a great, and you'll always be a great, and you wear your legend well. So I can't wait to check it out, man. We'll catch you out here, and we'll take a pace car lap.
Perfect.
Right,
love
brother.
It.
Take care, man. Hold on. Stay right there. One of the greats. Yeah, that's for anybody who says it's not dangerous. Like, if you don't know, he took a concussion, like, bad.
I don't know how anyone could argue it's not dangerous.
Well, you'll get those guys who, you know, they just don't know. Racing, you're at 200 miles an hour. You're wadded up. There's so much energy, that and so much momentum, and just it's until you've been, you don't know.
That dude, when Kurt Busch was in studio,
what an incredibly nice good human.
Yeah. Well, and also the other part of him is just like Boyer, when you're around Boyer, him or whatever, they have that, I mean, gentleman, super nice guy, but the little bit of devil in them where you heard him say, well, you just got to gas it up.
Yeah,
you get
yeah.
in the car, you got to gas it. So you yeah, know sure. that means hop in the car with me and let's run to wherever. And the next thing you know, you're in a full sideways drift.
Yeah, well, that's what happened with that. Like, I was like,
that was Carl Edwards. Yeah,
Carl I was like, God damn. Like, we went on that new Mustang and we left out of Westwood. You know, we're in Westwood, you know, leaving that radio station. And he's slipping those streets and sliding through. And I was like, I'm looking at him and he's got that look. And I could tell he wants to see if I'm going to be up or down for the whole thing. And I'm like, oh no, let's go. Go. Like, but inside, I'm like, you are going to die today. Today's the day you're going to goddamn die.
Well, I would never say it to Bob because I don't want to give Jeff Gordon any credit. And I don't know if it was a work or not, but that commercial they put out where Jeff Gordon took the car dealer guy for the ride, that is so like. If that's a work, that dude's the best actor ever.
No, that was real.
Because that dude messed his pants right out of the gate.
Dude, I wish there was footage of Carl and I that day. Because we slid down to Shawnee Mission Parkway at 40 miles an hour with those tires roaring. Like, he took the corner at 40 and I turned it and it was just going. And we're out into traffic and I'm like.
But he's in full control. It's like.
Look, I ain't getting the ticket.
Right? Yeah, it's on me.
Like, at that point, I was just like, woo! But it was just super fun. Yeah, but these guys are cut from a different cloth, man. The Boyers, the Bush, the Edwards, all of them, man. They just, the Earnhardts, they're different, man. Those guys, there's something inside them that pushes them to that place. Have you ever been to a race or ridden a race car?
Actually, yeah.
What a huge surprise to everyone listening.
I wouldn't mind going. I hear it's real loud.
Yeah, you know what? You would love it because it would give you a great perspective. It really is something. It is primal. You go up, whether you're down on the starting line and you get into the pits, or you go over to turn one and you look through the fence by the stairs, and they come by you in a pack, you know, at 180 miles an hour, moving that much air. It is literally impossible for me to relate to you in any language at all what it is like. You have to stand there. You just turn around, you look at someone, you go,
it was so fast.
Like, it's so much. It's all of those cars so wadded up, especially at the start of a race. You know, if there's been a flag or anything, like when they're still wadded up together and they're still nuts to butts, like you're just moving so much air with such horsepower at such a speed. It is, you have to see it. I mean, you literally just have to see it. It's like trying to tell somebody who's never been on the Top Fuel standing between the trees, you know, at Heartland Park. Man, once you do that, you're like, you try to tell someone, you're like, you should do it. Like, there's just nothing else in the world like it. But yeah, now next year, if you want to go, we'll go. I'll take you with. I probably want to introduce you to Pat Warren because I want to keep his friendship. He's important to me.
Noted.
He's got kids that are far more masculine than, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I get it.
His youngest boy, this is a total side note, but one of the things I love about his kids, his youngest is a huge Volbeat fan, so we talk Volbeat.
Like, excellent.
He's not, I don't think, a big Harry Styles in that house.
Well, you know, not everybody's perfect.
That's right. That's right. But the one thing we all, of course, agree on, no matter what, is just,
we hate Danny Hamlin. He's a dick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.